A bill passed by the Alaska Senate today would allow car insurers to use credit histories to determine premium rates when customers renew their policies. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports on the floor debate.
Until 2003, insurers in Alaska were barred from using credit histories to determine how much customers would pay. That year, the state allowed them to start using these records for new applicants, but they still couldn't use them for people who were renewing policies. House Bill 195 would allow the companies to begin to use these histories for renewals. Anchorage Republican Senator Mia Costello says the bill would allow those with good credit to pay lower, quote, preferred, end quote, rates.
Like it or not, credit scores are actually an indicator of risk. And so this is what that insurance is entirely based on.
Anchorage Democratic Senator Bill Willikowski opposed the bill. He pointed to a 2003 state report that found that areas with low income and minority Alaskans would pay more.
Everyone will have people in their district who will suffer if this bill passes. The working poor will suffer, minorities will suffer, those in rural Alaska will suffer, seniors will suffer.
Willikowski says auto insurance premiums should be based on people's driving records. He quoted research by Consumer Reports magazine.
In the vast amount of states that allow the use of credit scores, a poor credit history will have a greater impact on your auto insurance premium than a drunk driving conviction.
Soldotna Republican Senator Peter Michicki voted for the bill. He notes that new insurance consumers have been affected by similar rules for 15 years.
I represent all Alaskans in my district, not just the underprivileged. We're talking about this in a way almost as though it hasn't been the law of the land for many years that credit history is used.
The legislature passed a similar bill 2 years ago. Governor Bill Walker vetoed it. But Walker introduced the new version, which includes more consumer protections than the earlier bill. For example, the new bill requires insurers to notify consumers that there are a series of exemptions allowing some consumers to not have their credit histories used. Those exemptions include people who have had serious injuries, divorces, or unemployment that lasts at least 3 months from involuntary terminations. In addition, when people appeal the use of their credit histories, the State Division of Insurance will be able to decide on the appeal. In the bill Governor Walker vetoed, the insurer would have ruled on the appeal. The Senate voted 13-4 to pass the bill, with Willikowski and three fellow Democrats, Tom Begich, Dennis Egan, and Berta Gardner, the only noes. Senators Lyman Hoffman, Shelley Hughes, and Gary Stevens were absent. The House passed the bill 39-0 last year. Nikiski Republican Mike Chenault was absent. The bill now heads to Walker's desk. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.